Welcome back, everybody. This is this week's edition of Get Twisted, and we are going to be talking to a very special band this week. Somebody I spoke to about 12 months ago to the date. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more after a bit of the Spin Doctors. That's what I said now. Princess, who adore you. Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets. And that's some bread now. This one, Cindy wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. The blues is giving birth, okay? It is giving birth to a new genre, and there are a lot of good, fantastic bands coming out of this. We've got Dirty Streets, we've got Vintage Trouble. They are some of the bands that are on the top of my list because they are really, really good, and they've got this kind of Motown, this kind of soul seeping into the original roots of the blues. Spin Doctors, for me, probably are one of the original blues bands that have pushed this genre, and they've started to mold this into shape. But now there's a new set of boys on the block, right? There's a new band out there. They are called the Cinelli Brothers, the four guys, right? We're listening to the two princes here by the Spin Doctors, but this is the four princes. Now, we have reviewed the band before, about this time last year, but the band have exploded since then, right? Take a listen to one of their latest singles.
Yeah. More music. More music. More fun. More fun.
You're listening to Right Time Radio.
So we all talk about the roots of the blues, don't we? We all talk about where did it come from, the roots of the blues, the blues itself. What is the blues? And I think these guys have found the soul of the blues. And that's what I really hear coming out. Not just the Cinelli Brothers, but bands like Vintage Trouble, Dirty Streets, the Spin Doctors. It's been giving birth to the soul. And the soul of the blues is there now. And I really feel this music is just such a great kind of growth for the genre and a great direction of where it's gone. And I really want to see lots more people and lots more bands pushing it in this direction, because the fusion of the soul, the Motown, the lovers vibe in there, you know, it makes you want to get a big, you know, I don't know, it makes you want to dance. And I'm going to be dancing with Alessandro Cinelli a little bit later in the show. First of all, let's take a listen to those boys, the Vintage Trouble, because they're very, very similar, yeah? It's, again, it's they're pushing it. They're pushing it out there.
You better believe it. Rockin' Hops have their own brewery here in the South. Rockin' Hops have the largest selection of craft beers on the island. Rockin' Hops have a superb range of gourmet burgers. Rockin' Hops use local sourced fresh produce for their menu. Rockin' Hops is open from 12:30 every day. Rockin' Hops has a weekly special burger found on their Facebook page. Rockin' Hops is located in La Tejita on the road between Los Abrigos and El Medino. Rockin' Hops, where beer and burgers matter.
That's right, Rockin' Hops, sponsors of the Get Twisted show here on Ride Time Radio. And we are also going out still on Atlantico FM as well at 8 p.m. on Sunday. So if you listen to us on either one of those shows, thanks for joining us and thanks for tuning in. And this week's show, we are talking about the soul of the blues. And we are looking at bands who have really started to dig into that and give birth to it. And we've just taken a listen to Vintage Trouble. That was off the Bombshell Sessions album, which for me still is their best album. By far, I still think that sound and that recording and production of that album is the very, very best. But there's another band out there as well who's been catching my ear very lately, and that is Dirty Streets, right? Now, they've also got this kind of thing going on that I really like about the Cinelli Brothers. So take a listen to this. This is off their new album, and this is Who's Gonna Love You.
Got a man at home, so they think that they're above you. Who's gonna love you when I'm not around? Who's gonna love you when I'm not in town? It's me, it's me. Wishing for more than I could be near you. Calling on the phone just so I can hear you. Who's gonna love you?
So another band, Dirty Streets, who's out there, they're doing it, they're making this work, they're making this genre happen, and they're pushing it to the max. And the next guest I have on the show, I'm very lucky to have spent a 30-minute interview with Alessandro Cinelli earlier this week, and it's a fascinating story that he gave me about where the band came from, the life of the band so far, and the future that the band has in front of them. So we're going to take a listen to Mama Don't Like You, and then we're going to go straight into that interview. So get yourself comfortable, because this is a fascinating story I'm about to share with you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is 102 FM, Ride Time Radio. We're going out across the Canary Islands, and I am delighted to have with me today Alessandro Sinelli from the Sinelli Brothers. Now, I haven't caught up with them since, I think, about a year ago when I actually did a review for them, but the band has exploded since that time. It really has. There's some new singles coming out. I've seen that they're on iTunes already, which really tells me that there's probably something going to be coming out very soon as well. But first of all, let's talk to Alessandro. Alessandro, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, everyone. This is awesome. Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me over to the show. It's a real pleasure. It's a lovely Tuesday morning. Yeah. And I'm doing great.
Okay, fantastic. It's great to have you back on. And it's great that you've took the time out, because I know the band has been very, very busy. You've been busy winning awards. You've been busy getting nominated. Marco has been, is he nominated now for the best guitarist in the UK? Or he won that award, I think?
I think he won that in 2018. And he's nominated again in the Blues Lounge Radio Awards.
Yeah. Let me just talk about Marco's style first. We've got kind of a set list. His style of guitar reminds me very much of Derek Trucks. Is there a big influence there with him?
I think, you know, when we were younger, definitely Derek was somebody that you looked up to. We went to see him live a few times.
First
time in Rome in 2006, I think.
Yeah.
And it was touring for the with the Derek Trucks band. It wasn't even the Disky Trucks yet. And it was presenting Songblinds, his record that came out that year, I think. So yeah, Derek Trucks is amazing, man. We love him. He's a singer on that guitar, man. Who doesn't?
Well, he's got a very, very unique style. His stuff that he did with Warren Haynes and stuff as well, you know, it's all very, very, you know, unique to them. And the band, your band as well, is getting this kind of its own uniqueness as well. But let's go into the first of my kind of questions that I like to go through with bands. So first of all, let's talk about the band then, the origins of the band. Obviously, your brothers anyway. You talk about this obviously as a childhood kind of thing that's grew as a passion. And you've also got the other members as well, which is Steph and Julian. So tell me how the whole thing kind of fused together.
Well, me and my brother, obviously, we started to play together earlier than the band, because when I reached the point when I was good enough to play with him, we started to do some live shows together. And that happened, I think I was around 20 or something like that.
Okay.
Before I wasn't even considered to play drums for him. And then we started to, you know, do some shows locally, first in Italy. Then we did some shows in the Netherlands. Then we kept playing more and more. And I remember one day we decided to do a blues record just because we love blues, you know. And we never had the chance to actually play it together. We always did maybe pop, or we did some funk, some soul music together.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, why don't you come? I said to my brother, I was already in London. He was living in France at the time. I said, why don't you come over to London? I have a couple of great musicians, and we can cut a record in 3-4 days. I said, sure, man, I got some songs. So he came over. 3 days we spent in this beautiful soup studio. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It was called the Soup Studio. It was on Cable Street, I think. And we cut it there with, 3 days. Three days. We did the record. It sounded amazing, and we put it out just for the fun of it. We didn't want to be called the Cinelli Brothers originally, but you know, this day, my dad and my uncle, they had a company back home one day. It was called Fratelli Cinelli, which is actually Cinelli Brothers in Italian.
Okay.
So we thought, say, you know, for continuity, why don't we just keep that for the record, just for fun? And I said, sure, I kind of like it. You know, and there's a lot of brothers historically, like Alma Brothers, or, you know.
Yeah, because I'm just actually listening to the pronunciation there as well, because obviously in Italia, it's C-I is the cha, so it's the Cinelli Brothers, whereas obviously we look at it from the English side, which is the Cinelli Brothers, but Cinelli Brothers is the correct way to pronounce it, everybody, the Cinelli Brothers. So it's nice to know then that the band name is like really through the family. It was used before. And just pronounce that again for me. So the business in Italy was called
Fratelli Cinelli.
Fratelli Cinelli, and that's yes. Cinelli in it's Italian, right? Okay, got yeah. you. Interesting.
And but you can say Cinelli, you can say Cinelli, you can say Canederli, you can say Cannelloni. We don't mind.
Okay, and Steph and Tom. Steph is bass. Tom is on the harp. They're fundamental part of the band, or are they musicians who are just with you at this moment in time? Are the Cinelli brothers going to kind of go and play with different people, or is this the fusion? This is the focus of the band now.
The guys is Stephen Geary on bass and Tom Julian Jones. We call him Tom JJ on harmonica. They are band members. We want to do a band that is a band where everyone has 25% responsibility for the show.
Yeah, and for lifting the gear.
Yeah, where everybody composes songs. And so there's no any plan to change that anytime soon.
Good.
We recorded a new album recently, and the guys sing lead. Everyone sings lead on the songs that they actually composed.
That's interesting. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that. Because it gives everybody a chance to express themselves as well. And I think the good thing with blues as well is you don't really need to be a fantastic vocalist to sing blues. You can just sing it from the heart, can't you? You know, and you know, if you look at some of the original blues players, the Black Ace, you know, some of the real kind of early stuff, you know, they weren't fantastic singers. It was just the vibe that made it work.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I see what you mean. And yes, if you really sing, you know, with your heart, you can get that. But the truth is, these guys were unique and just unreachable, man. Muddy Waters is a hell of a singer.
Yeah, true.
You don't get there. Nobody gets there. You know, it's just one man that happened to be on this earth. And B.B. King was an incredible singer. You know, it's like... these guys were amazing. Little Walter, the groove that he has when he sings, it chops your head off, man. It's amazing.
Let's talk about that genre, right? Because I've been kind of watching this genre flourish again. The blues is changing. It's evolving again. We've got bands like Vintage Trouble, Dirty Streets, and the Cinelli Brothers. And this kind of sound that I'm hearing is very, very unique now. This kind of bluesy Motown fusion with the kind of very traditionally kind of bluesy sounds. How would you best describe that yourself?
It's hard to say, I guess. It's a lot of different influences between the band itself, you know, because my brother and I studied jazz, and then we did pop, and then we did different things. While Steven on bass, he comes from rock and country music and Americana music.
Okay.
And JJ is a pure, like, blues, Texas and Chicago, and he has a bit of country influence. And I guess all these elements mixed together, they result in what we are now, because... it's also the way we compose. So I don't know where blues is going. I know the root is there, and we are we really know it. We studied that.
Yeah.
Like note by note sometimes, you know, for a long time. So I know that is there. But also we like to experiment with different sonorities and different influences. And I mean, we grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and Sam Cooke, you know, and that's that's in there somewhere. I love the Bee Gees, man. You know, like something.
The thing is that when you study the blues, I mean, from the outside, people can say the blues, well, it's a blues three chords, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it, and I spent a lot of time studying the blues when I was in a blues band myself, and it is my first genre really that I prefer. Because everything stems from it, you know, rock music, every style, everything comes back from those chords. And if you learn about where those chords came from and you go right back to the roots, you know, it's a fascinating story.
It is. And it's so unusual. I mean, all these seventh chords and things, like in classical music, that makes no sense, you know, it just...
I remember a funny story about when they did some of the London blues sessions and, like, Muddy Waters and that came over to London, and... nobody had ever seen anybody bend a string on a guitar before, you know. And they came into the studio and suddenly there was these guys there and they was bending strings and it was like, what the hell is going on, you know? I mean, right. those sort of stories are like classics, you know, that it must have been such an amazing thing. Let's talk about the songwriting process with the band name. You've said about that everybody kind of writes and composes, which is very interesting because usually it's just one kind of set people who do that and then they'll take it to the band. So tell me about that songwriting process, lyrics and inspiration and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah. I can speak for me and my brother because sometimes the guys, they bring ideas already kind of formed into rehearsals or a sound check before the show, so we try things there now. But me and my brother, maybe we're just jamming in the living room, you know. He's on organ or on guitar or on piano, and I'm on drums and we play. Or sometimes I'm on bass, you know, just messing around.
Yeah.
And there's a little thing, you know, that happens, that, hey, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And that could be the beginning of something. Or, you know, my brother is actually very prolific songwriter. So sometimes he just shows up, say, hey, I wrote these lyrics for a song I had in mind, you know, and he's already there.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, I like to mess around a little bit with the bass, you know, and maybe a little bass line that I kind of like, and I work around that with some lyrics, and that's the beginning. So inspiration can come all over the place, really.
I like the lyrics that you use because there's not, you know, it's very easy to write sad songs, right? And it's a lot harder to write songs about other things other than just being sad and personal emotional experiences. So the songs that are coming out from the band have got that good vibe to them and a good feel vibe. How do you kind of get that, you know? How do you get your subject for the lyrics?
Sometimes it's a lot of past experiences. Sometimes it's experience that you can imagine maybe will happen one day. But sometimes you just make them up. The problem is when you make them up, it tends to happen to you after you write the song. It's terrible. So you need to be very careful what you write.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. So dynamics
that's why
with
you write
the band.
Happy songs.
that's a good reason to write them.
You know what I mean?
Dynamics with the band then. How does that work? Who's got the final say? You know, who's the boss?
Hard to say, but okay. Me and my brother, we handle a lot of the work.
Yeah.
And I will say that artistically, he definitely is the musical director. And he's kind of have the final word. On arrangements, parts, he tells us what to do with the vocal harmonies and things. Say, follow this line. No, you do this line because your voice is better here. Things like that. So I would consider Marco the boss, if you want to use the word for that. And for the rest, again, on stage is 25% responsibility, man. You know what you have to do, and you better do it good.
Yeah, good. It sounds like a good setup. I mean, it sounds like Marco then, has he been to music school? Did you both go to music school?
We did, but my cultural harmonies is extremely limited compared to his. Marco can arrange for scores, classical, horns part.
Okay.
And you can write in different keys, you know, all of that. So play multiple instruments.
Yeah.
So it definitely a lot more knowledge.
That's where it comes in then, is that you kind of give way to that because you know of his actual experience and ability with that.
Exactly. So, and Steven has that too. So when they work together, it's actually pretty interesting to see them going through something. And me and JJ, we're more on the root side, you know, we get ideas and then they help us shape it in the best way.
Good. What sets your band? So I mentioned a couple of bands there, which, I mean, I think Spin Doctors kind of started this genre, if I could say that.
Right.
You know, you go back to the Spin Doctors and you listen to some of their stuff from years ago and it was kind of going down this way. Then I've listened to a lot of Vintage Trouble lately, you know, and I really like that band as well. I like the singer. I really like the soul, bluesy sound of the singer. You guys come into that sort of area as well with that kind of same kind of vibe, and you've got that soulness in the voice. But what do you feel sets your band aside uniquely?
I don't know. I think it's the, you know, the fact the four of us together just we work well together. I think the, again, the fact that everyone comes from a sort of different musical origin mixed together is quite unique, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're not necessarily, just
you know. Yeah, we're not necessarily just going for one sound that maybe is the sound that I thought at first when we wrote the song, or so that brings different elements, and we all sing and harmonize, and that's another thing that got lost a little bit in time, I feel. The fact that we swap instruments on stage, also that is part of the show, you know, and
it shows a great ability when you do that, and I'm always impressed with when you see like people swap instruments like that, and you, and even, you know, you talked about vocals as well, when you see other people take the mic and sing and play, and you just know that you've got a group of musicians on the stage. You haven't got a bass player on the stage, you've got a musician on the stage, you know, and it takes anybody who understands music and instruments, you know how much time has to go into one instrument to be able to play several instruments well. You know that is that whole person's life going on there in front of you.
It's a lot of practice at home.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Right, most memorable moments and highlights so far. The band has exploded since the last time I spoke to you. I've seen you on billboards, big billboards. I've seen you on the Blues Cruise, which you must have got a chance to sort of talk to a lot of big names there as well. So you're starting to really mix in circles now that are going to take you a lot further. What's it been like so far? What's your most memorable moments at the moment?
Well, there's been a few. There's been a few, especially on tour. But one I remember, I think is a bit of a treasure for us. We had the chance to play with Bernie Marsden some time ago. And we actually were invited to open, you know, do the opening for one of his shows. And at the end of the night, he was going out and going off, you know, after he signed records and all that. And he just put his head through our green room and he said, "Hey, by the way, I really love that." You know, and we started to talk a little bit. And then we played together again. He played as our guest on our show once.
Okay.
And that was great, man. That was memorable.
Yeah. Great feeling.
But But again, like sometimes some crazy things do happen to us. We're always late. It feels like every day we fly somewhere and we're always late.
Yeah.
There's always late. So once we were in Norway, and we rented a car from the airport to drive to this festival, but Google Maps doesn't tell you that in Norway there's a lot of ferries to be taken, and Google Maps doesn't take that time in account. So what looked to be like 2 hours turned out to be 4.5. Now, because we waited. So now we are before the last ferry. It's 20 minutes to showtime, and the ferry is not even there yet. We know we're late.
Yeah,
and we're calling the ferry, and the guy at the festival just said, "No worries, leave the car there. There's a boat coming to pick you up." I said, "What do you mean?" So we turned around. There was a speeding boat coming like 200 miles per hour. We jumped on and we just went to the other side of this lake.
Yeah.
2 minutes, split minutes. And then we, like 2 minutes to showtime, we were on stage, already changed.
Fantastic.
They sound check everything for us. We jump on stage, we start to play, and we do the gig, and that was pretty intense.
Yeah, fun. That's rock star, right? That's proper rock star.
There's a lot of these things that happen.
That's kind of the things that you dream about, huh? When you as you're wishing that you want to get there, and then these sort of things start happening. That's class, absolute class.
Yeah. You enjoy these moments, you know. I must say.
You mentioned then a little bit about a new album. I know that you've been busy touring. You're touring still at the moment. I've seen two new tracks with two new pieces of artwork that are very different to all of the others, which tells me you have definitely got something in the studio coming out. So tell me about that.
So last March, we had the absolute pleasure to go to Woodstock, New York, and cut out a record in an amazing studio there called Applehead.
Yeah.
And not only that, we, for the first time, we were produced by a third person, and this American drummer and producer called Rich Pagano from New York City. We met him in New York over lunch. We had a meeting, and you know when you click with somebody, you just talk the same language. Yeah. You know it's the right person. So he offered to produce the record, and we accepted. So he said, this is the right studio, and we went there. And the sound engineer was just amazing, and to work with him was just amazing. And we did this record, and it's going to be finally released next month. And we have the release party on the 27th of January in New York City at the Cutting Room. So we cannot wait to release this.
That sounds amazing. I mean, the whole story, this is the top of the story, isn't it? Yeah, but this part is like a fairy tale for musicians to listen to. To go from, you know, putting a childhood dream together and running that through, and now be sitting in studios in Woodstock and cutting records with top producers, playing on stage. But there's obviously a lot of hard work under that story that's got there. And for any aspiring musicians out of there who are in bands, who are looking to try and make it in their industry and in their genre, what would be your advice, Alessandro?
Do it. Don't worry about money or success. I would say do it because you love doing it. Because if things go well, that love for it, it will be required. Otherwise, you'll give up. And if things don't go well, you still have to love it because it's going to be your life. Yeah. So remember to love it, enjoy it. That's your life, you know. It's up and downs. You need luck. You need luck sometimes and hard work. And the rest is up to you.
Just keep on pushing. That's it. Just
keep on pushing. Don't give up. There's not an age limit. There's not a time gap. You never know. Yeah. You never know.
I mean, I always remember playing sometimes when we was in the bands, and you only get, you know, sometimes you'd have four or five people turn up at a gig. And I always remember someone saying to me, you still got to play your heart out at that gig. Because as you say there, a little bit of luck, you never know who that one person could be standing in that crowd.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly.
So it's right. You've got to do it for the love.
Yeah. You got to do it for yourself first. And also, to be successful doesn't mean to be happy in this life, you know. There's a lot of great musicians that I met that are happy with small gigs and things and small tours, and they just enjoy doing it so much, you know.
Yeah. Just seeing the people
another
smile.
Side. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Alessandro, it's been an absolute pleasure to get an insight into the Tinelli brothers. It's been a fantastic to watch you grow. I'm going to continue watching you grow, and hopefully I'll be able to hook up with you. You never know, maybe again in another 12 months' time, and we'll talk again about how you've gone. The radio show has gone from strength to strength at the moment. We're now doing our own 24-hour studio show now. So we'll keep pushing this side, and I hopefully will get to see you very, very soon when you do another UK tour, and I can come and hook up with you there. Thank you very much for your time, Alessandro.
Hey, Adam, thank you for your time. See you very soon at home, my man.
Okay, thank you. So it is a fascinating story to listen to Alessandro there, taking us through the last 12 months of the band. And this is off that new album that they're talking about. This is one of their new tracks they've just recently released. This is A Dozen Roses by the Tinelli Brothers. And you can pick this up on iTunes along with a couple of other new singles that have just recently been released as well. And we are all waiting in anticipation for that new album.
Don't wanna hide it 'cause she knows it. So I'm gonna Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
That's right, easyridertenerife.com, and this is our very own radio station, Ride Time Radio. We are going out on 102 FM and also on Atlantico FM on Sundays at 8 p.m. And this is the Get Twisted Show, and we've been talking to Alexander Cianelli. We've been listening to some of this kind of rootsy blues with the Motown twist. The soul of the blues is what we've been digging into this week. And I know another story that was quite fascinating with the blues, because the blues is full of fascinating stories, right? If you go right the way back to the roots of the music and you really dig down to where it all came from, then you'll find some fascinating stories there. But then there's all these other spring-offs, right? And we've just heard this amazing chat about the Cianelli brothers with Alessandro there. And Bob Dylan was a blues fanatic, but his producers would never let him play the blues because they wanted to keep him as this kind of folk performer. And he did try several times to break off into the blues, but he just never was able to do it. And there is an album out there called Bob Dylan Blues, and this is a track off there called She Belongs to Me. This is his way of pushing out the genre.
Artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. An Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum.
Rockin' Hops have their own brewery here in the South. Rockin' Hops have the largest selection of craft beers on the island. Rockin' Hops have a superb range of gourmet burgers. Rockin' Hops use local sourced fresh produce for their menu. Rockin' Hops is open from 12:30 every day. Rockin' Hops has a weekly special burger found on their Facebook page. Rockin' Hops is located in La Tejita on the road between Los Abrigos and El Medino. Rockin' Hops, where beer and burgers matter.
Bringing you all the good vibes. Good vibes. 24/7.
102 FM, Ride Time Radio.
Ride Time Radio.
So, we listened to that Bob Dylan track there, and I suppose it is very folky kind of blues, isn't it? It is a bit different there, and somebody who's really been standing out to me, and if you know me, you know I'm a big fan of Ray LaMontagne, and I was listening to some of his stuff because he's got such a huge repertoire. I mean, he writes some fantastic music. And one of the tracks I really liked was Henry, You Nearly Killed Me. And I was looking, I thought, I wonder if he's got anything new. And I found an album that he released in 2020, which is the last album, Monovision. Now, off this album, I found some amazing tracks, as I always do. But they're not right for the show today. But one track I can slip in, because next week I probably am going to produce a Get Twisted show and focus on Ray LaMontagne just that little bit more. Take a listen to this and tell me what you think of this.
I was raised up by my mom alone. Worked herself into the grave, trying to make us a home. She never left South Carolina. No, no. My old man didn't stick around to see me groan. He was long gone before the coffee got cold. Couldn't even know where to find him. Wasn't strong enough. Oh,
So Rayla Montagna, and he has got some amazing music. He really has. You've got to go out and listen to him. Take a look on iTunes. Look him up. He's got some stuff with the Pariah Dogs. He's got some acoustic stuff out there, and he's got all of his own material, which is absolutely amazing. We're going to take a deeper look at him next week. I'd like to say a big thank you to Alessandro Cinelli from the Cinelli Brothers for giving me that interview this week and giving us a fantastic, fascinating insight into the band in the last 12 months. And we'll be watching and following them, looking out for some great stuff in the future. This is the end of the show, I'm afraid. I'm going to leave you playing out with the last one from the Cinelli Brothers. This is Spell On Me. I hope you've really enjoyed this week's show.
We went for a drink and we talked for a while about some good things, how we walked the mile. The heat was outrageous and I wasn't ready to fight. It was love at first sight. You got a spell on me. That's alright. Will you marry me?
Say what?
Oh, never mind.
I wanna play now.
Listening to Ride Time Radio.